what your need is. He come to meet your need. He come to touch you tonight. He come to bring deliverance to you. Jesus. See, praise disconnects you from that world, but worship connects you to that world. Come on. Hey, there was a time you got to be disconnected from everything around you but Jesus. Hallelujah. My. Thankful tonight for the power of the Holy Ghost. You know, there's only one way to measure darkness, and that is the absence of light. You cannot measure it. You cannot really begin to comprehend the darkness. But when there's no light, when there's complete obscurity of light, nothing, then there's darkness. And then we think, Lord, what's happening? Just stay with me, okay? I'm going somewhere. I'm going to go to 1 Samuel, the 3rd chapter. It's an honor to be here tonight. I'm excited for what the Holy Ghost is doing. Sunday night, when we got to the trailer, I said, Lord, I do need some good rest. Didn't really sleep real well. I said, okay, Lord, you got to help me out tonight. And man, just went to a coma. Felt good. Where there's no light, the presence of the Lord, here's what we have to understand, that the Lord comes. He commanded the light to be burning in the temple continually. And he made it a statute throughout every generation. Burn the light. 1 Samuel 3, verse 1. The child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. From chapter 1 to chapter 3, you begin to see the judgment that God begins to speak, and when he speaks judgment. And it came to pass at the time when Eli was laid down in his place, and his eyes being waxed dim, that he could not see, and ere the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep. Now the light went out. No open vision. If you don't think light is important, turn all the lights off in your house, black out every window, rearrange the furniture, take off your shoes and walk through it. You'll find out very quickly how important light is. Matthew 25, verse 1. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. That they that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Then all the virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. I want to talk to us a little while tonight about when the light goes out. When the light goes out. Come on, let's give him a hand clap of praise, and you may be seated. You cannot see without light. You cannot function without light. You cannot live without light. Light brings life. Everything that happens in this world has got to have light in it. Plants has got to have light. Animals has got to have light. We have got to have light. There is no way that we are ever going to live without light. God God commanded something. And he said, hey, you let this light burn. In Exodus 27 and verse 20, and thou shalt command the children of Israel that they bring thee pure oil, olive beaten for the light, to cause a lamp to burn always in the tabernacle of the congregation without the veil, which is before the testimony. Aaron and his sons shall order it from evening till morning before the Lord. It shall be a statute forever unto their generations on the behalf of the children of Israel. God never wanted the lamp to lose their fire. Come on, stay with me. He never wanted the lamp to go out. It had to burn continually. Only by continual supply of oil, trimming of the wicks, could keep them burning. I know we're talking about light, but I really want to talk about prayer. Prayer begins to beat the oil out of you. Prayer begins to get you out of the way. There is something that happens whenever we go to prayer. Whenever there is a heavy heart, guess what? There is fresh oil. The lamp is going to burn. He is going to come and check on you. Come on, God is not coming to some place to where there is no light. He met the priest at the place of light. Come on, God. He is that divine light. But we have light inside of us, and it is life. But until we pray and until we squeeze that olive, come on, church, we're not going to see the very things that God, he is calling us to see. It is in prayer. It is in fasting. It is in faithfulness. Isaiah 59 and verse 16. And he saw that there was no man and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore, his arm brought salvation unto him, and his righteousness, it sustained him. There was no intercessor. There was nobody to stand and squeeze the oil and bring forth the light. Okay. When we look at prayer and we look at the preparation of prayer, it's not easy. Matthew 25 begins to talk about a wedding. There are three stages to a Jewish wedding. First, it is the engagement, a formal agreement made by the fathers. Second, it is that a betrothal, the ceremony where mutual promises are made. Third, was the marriage approximately 1 year later when the bridegroom came at an unexpected time for his bride. Here's what we have to understand about the Jewish wedding. If the bride ever let the light go out, the groom was not obligated anymore. If we let the light go out in prayer, he is not obligated to answer you. If we let everything cease, prayer ceases, he is not obligated to come and stand in your presence. But when there is light, when there is prayer, come on, there is power, there is authority, there is dominion. We must pray. We must pray. We must pray. Time is running out. Come on, you want to affect your neighborhood? You want to affect your job? Pray. The world knows when you're not praying. The devil knows when you're not praying. Everybody knows when you're not praying. Come on, we got to shake the gates of hell. How? Through prayer. Once we can begin to enter into a place of prayer, everything changes. Here is what light does. Light begins to bring revelation, and revelation brings another chance to know him deeper in that revelation. Without light, Brother Meyer, you're going to stick your hands in an electrical box without light? I don't think so. It's not going to happen. I'm not going to stick my hands in an engine and it running with no light. You're going to lose a limb. Why are we wanting to get up and face an adversary that is so afraid of the light? Come on, he was kicked out of heaven. He's in darkness. He wants you to be in darkness. He wants the absence of light to be inside of you instead of darkness. He is wanting to torment you. He's wanting to bring you down. He's wanting to snatch you out of the house of God. But as long as there is light, as long as there is prayer, there is hope. Come on, we got to keep praying. It ain't time we stop. Come on, church. When are we going to shake the city? You do it in prayer. You shake you in prayer. He is squeezing the olive. He's bringing out the oil. I love prayer rooms. I love praying in prayer rooms. But if I don't create this atmosphere in my home, I am defeating my purpose. I don't know why I even wear them. Praise God. If we don't create the atmosphere, our kids is not going to know what the presence of God is like. If we don't create the atmosphere, our grandchildren, they are not going to know what it's like to call upon the name of the Lord. Somewhere there is a light that is burning. Somebody's praying. Somebody's worshiping. Somebody is touching the hem of his garment. But it comes right by prayer. You want light to shine? It's time we energize the source. Come on, there is something inside of you that is so very powerful. It is called prayer, but yet it is an anointing to pray. There is something about the anointing. There's something about the power of prayer. It changes everything. I love to worship. I love to shout. I love the boogaloo. But I'm going to tell you something. I love to pray. I'm not talking to people who is not unfamiliar with prayer. I'm talking to people who is very familiar with prayer. How do you say seen in prayer? You pray until it moves. Have we forgotten what it's like to war in the Spirit of the Lord? Have we forgotten what it's like to get on our face and cry out to God until somebody is delivered and set free? Oh, come on, somebody. Here is how you war in the spirit. This is how it happens. Come on, you got to get forceful with him. You got to get bold with your adversary. He just ain't going to lay down and play dead, honey. He's going to wrestle you. He's going to try to shut you up. Come on, we got to pray. We got to touch his garment. We got to touch Jesus. There is a dying world that is dying lost without God. Until we step into that place of prayer, we'll never know what it's like to feel his genuine presence. Matthew 5 and verse 15, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. It's that gospel message. Until we read it through, pray it in, we got to pass it on. It's a warning addressed specifically to those inside the church. If we quit praying, we have lost our desire and purpose. Come on, we okay? Prayer pushes us. I don't know about you, but there is something about prayer. I love chocolate, okay? You can take it as you will. There's nothing any better than a hot cup of coffee that is unsweetened, a good piece of chocolate. Praise God. I'll make a mummy shout. Praise God, it's good stuff. There's nothing any better. Prayer is my chocolate. You know why? Because it pushes me. Come on, it pushes me. I've got to reach him. I've got to touch him. Somebody's dying lost. Somebody needs a miracle. There is a husband that is lost. There is a grandchild that is going astray. But until we pray, come on, but until we pray, we're not going to see the things of God. Come on, you want to see something change? Pray. You want to see your enemy run? Pray. You want to see heaven come down? Pray. You want to see Jesus anoint you? Pray. You want to see something happen right in ministry? Pray. Prayer is a choice. If you don't pray, I'm going to come down and put knots on your head. It's a choice. I choose to pray. I choose to live this way. Prayer brings the miracle. Prayer changes the whole situation. Prayer brings them out of the hospital. Sometimes we don't understand it. You got to preach faith at times when faith is so low. But there's something about prayer. Paul was by the riverside, and Paul stepped into a woman's prayer meeting. I can tell you from experience, I learned to pray in a woman's prayer meeting. You put men together and tell them to pray in 20 minutes, they are talking about fishing. Some of them are. Come on, stay with them. I'm not, hello. But 20 minutes in a woman, a red hot woman's prayer meeting, somebody's laying in the floor. Come on. Have we forgotten how to enter into his presence? Elder, if I walked in the house and said, fix me some tea. Oh, Jesus, I'm going to wear it. But if I walked in and said, honey, you're beautiful. I show I'm thirsty. Will you fix me some tea? She'll give me the whole gallon. God is wanting to give you the whole gallon in the miracle. Touching Jesus, that's all that matters. Acts 2:1, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire. Come on, there was light in the house because of prayer. You want to see it happen? Pray. You may not see it happen immediately. Pray, and then you may see it happen immediately. I'm going to rejoice where he heals me. I'm going to rejoice where they don't heal me. I'm going to lift up my hands and praise him. I'm going to pray to him. I'm going to dance. What? Prayer brings an answer. Come on, it'll bring an answer. It'll bring a healing. It'll bring a miracle in a midnight hour when it seems like that it is impossible. When you pray. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with tongues as the Spirit of God gave them utterance. This light was not put under a bushel. Ephesians 5:18, and be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be you filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Israel had no song until they got to the Red Sea. prayer brings a new song. My daughter says, Daddy, I don't understand it. You can't even talk right. Can't even hum right. Daddy, you even hum all key. Are you tone deaf? I have no clue. But she said, I've heard you praying and start singing in the spirit in your own key. Perfect. I sound like a dying calf in a hailstorm singing. I promise you I do. I can't sing, can't carry a note to the bank. Praise God. But there's something about getting into the Spirit of the Lord. If you've never entered into that place and a song of victory begins to come out of you, here is what's happening. He is cleansing you from something of your past, and that song of victory is giving you victory. Thanks be unto God who has given us the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Come on, he has given us victory through him, but it's only through prayer. When the church really, really, really comes together and understands the power of a victorious song. Exodus 15 and verse 2, the Lord is my strength and song. He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him an habitation, my Father's God, and I will exalt him. The light is burning in the temple. Acts 4 and 31, and when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. A man come up to me one night, and he said, Brother Phillips, I'm going to pray for boldness on you. And my wife said, please don't. Please don't. I said, crowds scare me. She said, you're lying. You're in the house of God. You're lying. You better repent. Jackson, Tennessee. In the early 90s, there was a conference held at the Coliseum. I believe that's right. People began to pray around the altar, and the roar of the prayer and the praise and the singing in the building was so loud that it cracked the rafters. Tommy Hodgson threw the winning touchdown pass to Eddie Fuller in Death Valley Stadium in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And the roar of the crowd was so loud that it registered on the Richter scale. When the church can lift a roof, it silences the world. When I can pray, when I don't even understand it, when my boy is out of church, I want to see him in church. I want to dance with him again. I want to worship with him again. I want to pray around the altar with him again. But yet I don't see him coming into the house of God yet. That don't mean that I quit praying. I am going to pray until I see him come in. I'm going to pray right until I see him pray through. Prayer has got to stir us to a point. I cannot quit. Pray without ceasing. We got to touch heaven. Heaven is closer today than it was yesterday. Pray like tomorrow is not coming. Hello, sis, I know you got the baby. Stand still for just a minute. Hello, coming down through the very pit of your stomach, sis, he's going to touch you tonight, and it will be different about daylight. In the name of Jesus Christ, I do thank you, Lord. Sis, there has been a worry and a stress that has been upsetting the situations in your stomach, sis. And the Holy Ghost said, I'm bringing the stress right on off of her. I'm bringing the stress right on off of her mind and bringing it off of her body. In the name of Jesus Christ, I do thank you, Lord. Come on. Prayer. Prayer brings light. Prayer brings light. Come on, we got to see. How are you going to see without light? Come on, you can. In light, honey, there is life. He's bringing not. Come on, he'll bring light to you. He'll bring light. Hey, he'll bring life. He'll set you free. In First Thessalonians 5, in verse 5, you are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of the darkness. Let us therefore let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. Crows. Let me show you something about crows. Crows, I hate them. They used to get out beside my window in Tony, Alabama. Caw, caw, caw. Daylight. I'm going, God, can you not gag him? Give him crowingitis or whatever it is, laryngitis. A crow. A whole pod of them, a whole bunch of them. A crow. A single crow of the watchman. He will fly in 15 to 20 minutes earlier than everybody else because he's watching. He's scanning. He's making sure he don't holler, don't say a word. Comes in, lands, and he watches. 20 minutes goes by, maybe a little longer, then he starts calling. If you can ever shoot the first crow, you will kill the whole bunch of them. Because now you've taken out the watchman. And while that watchman is there, if one crow loses his life, they will run that dude down and peck his eyes out. Light. Light. Come on, light. Light, prayer, 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 prayer. Preacher, I've had a very distressing day. Pray. 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 Preacher, I don't know what else to do. Pray. Pray. I prayed until I have no words. Pray. Pray. The light don't need to go out. Huh? Isaiah 2 and 5, O house of Jacob, come ye, let us walk in the light of the Lord. Prayer brings light. Any given morning, you can pull up at this house early. And you can see these elders' cars up here at the church. You know why? You know why? God, if I can dedicate myself to prayer, everything else will fall in place. God, I must pray because I don't have no other source. I must pray. God, medicine really don't work unless you tell it to work. God, there don't nothing else work, Lord, until you tell it to work. Things in this world just really don't happen, God, until you tell it. From about 5 to about noontime, I've watched cars come in and out. People coming into the house of God praying. You know why? There is a source. There is a power source that I must reach today. Because if I don't pray today, I may deny him tomorrow. Imagine with me the Apostle Peter every morning that the rooster crowed, and it was a constant reminder. Hey, I've got to go deeper today than I did yesterday. I've got to do better today. God, I do remember that day. I don't want to miss you today. God, I've got to pray. I must touch the hem of his garment. Somewhere we got to reach through and pray. I know life is rough. I know it's tough, but prayer, there is something about prayer. It'll start illuminating you. Come on, Jesus will give you an answer in prayer that you can't get nowhere else. John 8:12, then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John 11:10, but if a man walk in darkness, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him. Here's the changing factor. Here's the changing factor. I've watched people come around the altar and they're getting the Holy Ghost. And I watch people start talking in around the church and they stop. But I've watched somebody praying through and I've watched an intercessor hit their knees across the building and I've watched that individual pray on through. Light. Light, light, light. It's going to change your direction very shortly. God's going to change your direction, sir. He's going to take you to a place. God, I've never been here before. But here is how you get there. It's prayer. This is going to come to joy and joy and joy and joy and joy. If we can understand the power that is in us, ready to come out. But here's how it comes out. It comes out in prayer. I'm sorry, I don't like quiet prayer rooms. I got a big mouth, unless you couldn't tell. It's the only thing that is going to sustain you. Jairus had two choices. I can stay here and watch her die, or I can go to Jesus. There's something about a praying man. Thank God for ladies, my God. But there's something about a praying leader that is unbelievable. Prayed and it shook the house. They prayed and she got a phone call, says, Mama, can I come home? There's about to be a phone call, sis, that says, I'm sorry. Will you forgive me? I got sidetracked. I got to listening to some other things. Mama, I'm sorry. Baby girl's coming home. You watch what the Holy Ghost does. It's been tough. There's been times that she has wanted to move, but he wouldn't let her. But now, since the Holy Ghost is peeling his heart, you've been asking God, Lord, you touch his heart. Bring him home. Lord, you do whatever you have to do. Since the Holy Ghost is bringing them home in the name of Jesus Christ, I do thank you. Come on, church. God, whenever they do another test, Lord, you let this heart be in rhythm. Let it be right, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, I do thank you, Lord. Lord, you created this body. You have created this heart. I'm asking you tonight, God, and I thank you for it, Lord, that he is made whole. When he stepped into the back of service a couple weeks ago, this is what the Holy Ghost said today. It is a precursor of what is coming. He's going to keep coming and coming and coming and coming. Mama, I don't know why. Hey, I know why. Somebody's crying out to God. Somebody's touching the hem of his garment. You want to see things change? Pray. You want to see your mate come? Pray. You want to see your husband-to-be come? Pray. You want to see your children come? Pray. John 1:7. First John. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. John 15:7, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. This is what I don't understand, how one lives and one passes. I don't understand that. That ain't enough for me to understand. It's up to me to just worship him. God, I've got a complaint and I'm pouring out upon you today. Luke 18:8, I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on earth? Shall he find faith in his elect? Shall he find faith in those who has been through a trial, and yet the trial is trying to bring you down? Shall he find faith in you? Will his people persevere in prayer? Matthew 6:22, the light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be being single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, then thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? Come to the music, please. If we don't pray, we're not going to have the strength. Hey, man, when is the last time that you woke your household up praying? When's the last time that you prayed in your home in such a way that you woke up mama? You woke up the children. I'm not talking about mama's voice. I'm talking about your voice. Oh, my. Last scripture, Psalms 119:105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It'll never light your path until you pray. When the light goes out, we no longer pray. It's easy to get comfortable. It's easy to get relaxed. It's easy to sit down and fold our hands and, well, I'll do it tomorrow. And tomorrow becomes tomorrow. Tomorrow becomes tomorrow. But there's something about prayer that is so sweet. Captain John Newton and another man would meet and pray for 5 to 6 hours a day, just to try to figure out what songs they was going to play at the next service. What about prayer?
Mama, what about prayer? Mama, Daddy, Granny, Papa. This is something that'll take you to heaven. This is something that'll get you down to where, really to where the rubber meets the road. And Jesus, come on, stand with me. My wife's a praying woman. I'm telling you, you ride with me a little while and you'll be. She's very quiet. She's very quiet. Amy, don't get real loud. But I know she's praying because I feel the effects. My son Caleb said, Dad, you know what some of the best moments were coming up? I said, what? He said, you'd wake us up at 2 and 3 in the morning praying. My oldest boy Jacob is a preaching machine. I promise you. He said, Dad, you know what some of the greatest moments were? I said, what? He said, praying. Here's how we touch him. Jesus, help me, God. Help me, God. I've got a problem that I can't solve. God, Lord, I have no other resource. Everything is gone but you. If we can learn to get a hold of God. Come on, can we take just a few moments and let's just begin to pray? If you pray quietly, then you pray quietly. You get boisterous, let her rip. Jesus, it guides the family. Come on, it guides the family. It guides the family. It helps the children. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. God, if I can come back to that place. Lord, if I can come back to that place. Sometimes he is right where we left him at. That's where he's at. He's right there. God, how am I going to instruct my children? God, how am I going to instruct my grandchildren? Prayer. It only gets better with practice. It only gets deeper with practice. Oh, God. Oh, God, oh, God. Come on, I need some intercessors in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. When we can be an example of prayer. Oh, God. Oh, God. Come on, pray. Help me, God. Help me, God, to instruct my whole household. Oh, God. Help us tonight to reach that place in you. God, there is a depth in you that we are wanting to get into. Help us, oh, God, to reach and touch you tonight, God. Touching Jesus is the only thing that matters. I don't want to stumble, Lord. I don't want to miss you. I don't want to miss your grace. I don't want to miss your word. Help me tonight, God. I must be faithful.